In South Carolina last year, more than 10% of babies were delivered early. Women asked doctors to induce those births before the recommended 39 weeks. Not because they had to, but for the sake of convenience. Some women choose to do this because they live far from a hospital and worry they won't be able to get to one in time, or they want to make sure their spouse or partner is present during delivery. Sometimes it's just for the doctor's convenience. Blue Cross Blue Shield is the state's largest insurer with more than 1 million clients. The state's Medicaid program serves about the same number of people and pays for half of the cost of pregnancies. Combined, they insure more than 85% of births in the state every year. Anthony Keck is the director of South Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services. He says the state hopes to save millions of dollars by eliminating coverage for these early deliveries. But he says it's more than that.
The real target was the health savings, because South Carolina is at the bottom of the rankings in terms of both infant mortality, preterm births, and also low birth weight babies. And so we really think it is something that's going to help us improve those poor rankings.
With this in mind, the state worked with the Hospital Association, the March of Dimes, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina. Keck says he expects other insurance companies to follow. This policy takes effect January 1st. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina says it has no plans to follow in South Carolina's footsteps. But there are statewide petitions to stop purely early elective deliveries. One petition has the support of more than 80 hospitals in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.